Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. I'm the way, and the truth, and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord said, Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the bidding. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that this generation may be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with the blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourself did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter. When Jesus left, the scribes and the Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus is telling the truth, and that's why the people, especially the scribes and the Pharisees, try to persecute him, try to put him to death. But Jesus, with his truth, is always ready to witness for God the Father through his life. Jesus is teaching us we have to speak the truth. But of course, many times the reaction from the people is different than we think. It's important that we have to keep the truth. That means to say we have to live the will of God all the time. It's not easy. We have to ask the Lord, give us this grace. Trust in him. He is staying with us. He's protecting us. Let us ask Jesus to come to our life. Then every day we live the truth. Let Jesus give us this strength, like him, to speak the truth.